What's up, sunshine? Rise up. I'm Coy Wire coming to you from Baltimore, Maryland, where the iconic and arguably most historic football rivalry went down over the weekend. The Army-Navy game. Navy won by just 1 point. Now, it's been said that this is the only game where everyone playing is willing to sacrifice everything for everyone watching. I think it's time for a... Did you know the Army-Navy game isn't just college football's most storied showdown? It's also one of the oldest. We're talking spanning three centuries old. The first game took place in West Point, New York, way back on November 29th, 1890. Saturday marked the 126th edition of these two service academies going at it on the gridiron. This rivalry is older than six U.S. states, older than the Spanish-American War, even older than the invention of bicycle tires, older than the discovery of X-rays, and the entire sport of basketball. Navy won the very first game 24-0, and as far as bragging rights go, the midshipmen have the advantage. They lead the series with 63 wins and hold the longest win streak with 14 straight and the largest margin of victory, 51-0. It is a deep rivalry, deep enough to divide households, but don't take my word for it. Listen to this pair of siblings I spoke with before the game.
She's my sister 364 days out of the year.
Yeah, we still have a little beef.
All right, here is what makes this so special. Even though these service members spend a few hours as bitter rivals on the gridiron each year, many of them will work together to protect and serve America for the rest of their careers. It's a bond that transcends any football game and makes this tradition unlike anything else in sports. Now that I'm wrapping up my time here in Baltimore, I'm starting to get excited for one of my next assignments. In less than 2 months, I'm headed to Italy to cover the 2026 Winter Olympic Games, and many of the events will be held in the old country's famous Cortina Ski Resort. The town will host curling, as well as bobsledding, luge, and skeleton in its newly built sliding center, a venue that almost wasn't ready in time. Our Antonia Mortensen got to speak to some of the American luge athletes hoping to make the team.
The glamorous Italian ski resort of Cortina d'Ampezzo is shifting into high gear as it prepares for its role in the Milan Cortina 2026 Winter Olympics, now less than 2 months away. Final preparations are underway at the newly built Eugenio Monti Sliding Center, which hosted its first Olympic luge qualifying event at the end of November. Hurling past as fast as 75 miles an hour, these athletes are testing this ice track for the very first time, hoping to qualify for the Olympics. More than 150 athletes from 25 countries are battling for a place on the Olympic qualifying list. The US women's luge team laser focused on the challenge ahead.
How would you compare this track to previous tracks?
I think it feels kind of similar to Pyeongchang a little bit. I like it.
I think that each track has its own personality and kind of rhythm to it. So it's hard for me to really say this one is like that one. It has its own unique personality. I think a lot of the entrances are a little, the consistency throughout the track is that it's not quite how I would naturally, my natural line would go through it.
First, we have to make the team qualify, but I'm really, really looking forward to the potential of the Olympics here for myself. If I qualify, it'll be my fourth Olympic Games, and every experience I've had has been extremely different for a number of reasons. So the one thing I'm sure of is you can't know what to expect.
Right now, the focus is make the qualifications, figure out a good rhythm and race well leading up to the games, and then see what that brings.
The newly rehomologated track measures 1,700 meters, features 16 curves, and is ready to host luge, bobsleigh, and skeleton events for the Olympics.
It's elite. It's up there at the top echelon. It's both the character and the setting and the support we get here. It's absolutely elite.
It wasn't all cool runnings. The track hit headlines after delays sparked concerns, leading organizers to explore backup plans, including Lake Placid, New York, in the United States. Despite the setbacks, organizers insist everything is on schedule.
sono indifferibili per le Olimpiadi, tutte le opere saranno concluse in tempo per le Olimpiadi. Qua siamo all'interno dello Sliding Center, la pista Bob Skeleton e Slittino, la pista iconica, se vuole, delle Olimpiadi, costruita a tempo di record con caratteristiche di eccezionalità. Abbiamo saputo costruire una pista nuova, e non è facile, mi creda, rispettando i tempi, i costi e la qualità.
The games will be spread across 8 different locations in northern Italy, promising a dynamic experience for athletes and fans.
All right, if you saw our special episode on the science behind self-driving cars, you may remember Waymo. Well, the company has rolled out autonomous vehicle fleets in cities across the country, but in Austin, Texas, city officials are pressing the company over a serious safety issue that's putting students at risk. They say that on at least 19 different occasions, Waymo's driverless vehicles illegally passed school buses that were stopped while dropping off or picking up riders. The incidents were recorded by the bus's built-in cameras and even led local police to ask Waymo to stop operating the vehicles while buses are bringing kids to and from school. Listen.
They did not agree with our risk assessment and respectfully declined to stop operating.
Waymo claims they have fixed the software issue causing the problem, but police say they've seen at least 7 more violations since the alleged fix and have sent the videos to the National Highway and Transportation Safety Administration. It's just the latest example of some of the real-world implications of the rollout of driverless vehicles and what they can have on our everyday lives. Pop quiz hot shot on a firefighter's helmet. What color is traditionally used to indicate who is the fire chief or officer? Yellow, black, white, or red? Answer is white, because white stands out clearly against smoke. The white helmet makes it easy for crews to find the incident commander and receive instructions. Firefighter helmets of all colors just received a golden honor in Hollywood last week. A new star on the iconic Hollywood Walk of Fame pays tribute to the Los Angeles Fire Department, honoring the brave women and men who protect the city from raging wildfires like January's Palisades Fire. And the touching tribute started in an unlikely place, a letter from a teen on the other side of the country. 14-year-old Eniola Taiwo from Connecticut loves Hollywood and sent a letter to the city's Chamber of Commerce suggesting the move.
I guess when I thought California, I thought actors and the Walk of Fame. So that's what immediately motivated me, and I put two and two together, and I was like, why not represent the real heroes?
She was shocked when they not only responded, but made her the guest of honor. She rode in on a fire truck, helped unveil the star, and was even made an honorary junior chief of the department. Now that's what I would call starstruck. It's a great reminder that even the smallest things, like a handwritten letter, can have a huge impact on our lives and others. Today's story getting a 10 out of 10, some do-good grannies brightening the holidays on demand. Meet Grandma Nancy, one of 3 grandmas in residency at the, quote, Granny Stand in McKinney, Texas. Visitors to the town's Christmas market can stop in for advice, friendly conversation, or even just a big old warm hug from Baba.
If there's a choice of being unkind or be kind, choose kindness.
Absolutely.
Choose love. Choose patience. Group hug.
The goal is simply to give some kindness and a listening ear to anyone who might need it. Grandmother Nancy has 4 grandkids herself and says her daughter nominated her for the gig. The idea actually started in New York, but some exceedingly nice nonies could be headed to your town soon. Stands have already popped up in several other cities and are planned for Boston, Berlin, Paris, and London.
Grandmas are non-judgmental. We're loving people as a rule. And it's just nice sometimes to be able to talk to someone that it's basically a total stranger, but yet you can feel a connection with.
All right, superstars, time for some shout-outs now. This one goes to Miss Folks at Knox Preparatory School in Knoxville, Tennessee. Coach D and I say, what's up from right here in Baltimore. And we have an extra special shout-out going to Mr. Filowich's class and all the Sabres in Souris, Manitoba, Canada. My whole team and I, we're sending you a lot of strength and love. Go on out and spread some joy today if you can, everyone. We'll see you right back here tomorrow. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.